Did inflation just peak? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There is news this morning that the economy is cooling as the Federal Reserve intends bringing inflation down slightly to an annual rate of 8.5% in July. That's still eye-wateringly high, but what's called core rate of inflation, leaving out volatile food and energy, that rose 5.9%, which is less than expected. The stock market is soaring on this news. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Exchange Capital Resources. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so inflation, I don't know, can we say it peaked? There are hints, maybe.
Well, the market is acting as if it had. Investors are certainly going to take this as a fall in inflation, which is what they want to see. And that helps give confidence that the economy will find stable footing.
A lot of this is gas prices falling for, I think it's like 57 days in a row here. But it's not only gas prices coming down.
No, it's not. We've seen gas prices come down, although we have seen a couple things go up. Food went up 1.1%. Shelter increased 0.5%, according to the stats. But overall, we're starting to see an easing in price. And that's important because that is what the Fed is trying to achieve in stopping inflation.
Equity analyst Susan Schmidt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Former President Donald Trump is right now testifying in the New York Attorney General's civil investigation into his business practices. This is separate from the FBI raid in Florida or the January 6th investigation. In Congress, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
The former president's deposition is one of the few remaining pieces of New York Attorney General Letitia James's investigation. The long-running civil case involves allegations that the Trump Organization inflated the value of the company's golf courses and hotels and misled lenders, insurers, and tax authorities. Trump has denied these claims, saying high valuations are common in the real estate industry. Today's testimony was initially planned for last month, but was delayed after the death of Trump's ex-wife, Ivana Trump. Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr. have recently testified. The questioning comes at a tense time for the former president. Just days ago, the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida in an unrelated federal probe into whether he took classified records when he left the White House. Trump is also facing a number of other investigations, including a similar real estate case being conducted by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, potential election interference in Georgia, and the House committee hearings on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
In Germany, where inflation came in today at an annual rate of 8.5%, officials are cutting taxes to help consumers deal with inflation there. This even though there's a risk that giving people more spending power makes inflation worse. The BBC's Andrew Wood has more.
The good thing is if you put more money in people's pockets, they're less likely to ask for wage rises. And that's good because it means that inflation is not embedded. Once a company puts up wages, it's more likely then to put up prices. So that eases the pressure. On the other hand, though, if you give people more money, they might just spend it. That would increase demand. So that might actually pull up prices as well. So two counteracting things there. And also as well, and this is a criticism for some of the opposition politicians, when you increase tax-free allowances like this, proportionately, rich people are going to do better than poor people. And they're saying it would be much better if measures were targeted at poor people so they proportionately get more help.
In the U.S., Iowa, Indiana, Idaho, and New Mexico are among places that have cut income taxes in the face of inflation this year. Tesla boss Elon Musk has been selling enormous amounts of his stock in the electric car company this year. Now he's sold another $7 billion worth. Musk is tweeting it's a precaution in case he's forced to follow through on his purchase of Twitter, the one he's trying to back out of. Why, with all this selling, is Tesla stock up now? Perhaps because Musk made it clear in a tweet that he's now totally done selling Tesla for the year.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Department of Energy reports sales of electric vehicles grew 85% from 2020 to 2021. The Biden administration is pushing for more EVs and wants to build out a national charging network. WLRN's Yvonne Zumtobel tells us what Florida is doing to expand the infrastructure.
Randy Petticord purchased his all-electric Volkswagen ID4 for his 100-mile commute from Jensen Beach to Sebring. He charges at home and avoids using public chargers. Some cost as much as a tank of gas.
When you look at your gas cars, you can stay in that car 5 hours, 6 hours before you have to fill it up, depending on what you're driving. That's why I've never taken on a long trip.
There are close to 96,000 registered electric vehicles in Florida, up from 58,000 a year ago. Besides the high price of the vehicles, charging access and driver anxiety about taking long trips are the main reasons why consumers aren't willing to make the switch to all electric cars. And the state of Florida is trying to address this.
We're installing more than 1,000 charge ports at over 200 locations across Florida, and there's going to be a lot more to come.
That's Florida Power and Light's Anuj Choksi. The majority of the ports are level 2 slow chargers. They're used to top off batteries and can be found in over a dozen South Florida cities free of charge. Choksi says FPL will have 34 fast charge sites up and running by the end of the summer, spaced approximately 25 miles apart along Florida's highly trafficked highways. But drivers will have to pay for a fast charge. Kellen Schefter is with the Edison Electric Institute.
These DC fast charging stations really are designed to deliver what you need to get back going on the road in a short amount of time, say 15 to 45 minutes, somewhere where you can stop for lunch and then keep going on your journey.
The Institute is working with power companies in places like Florida to provide fast charging stations along major U.S. travel corridors by the end of 2023. Nick Bonardi has traveled from Florida to California 3 times since he purchased his Tesla in 2020. He relied on Tesla public fast chargers.
There were a couple spots that were difficult in rural Utah. There weren't too many, but overall, I didn't have any major issues, so I didn't need to get anywhere immediately.
The Biden administration announced plans to build out a national network of 500,000 chargers by 2030 as part of the new infrastructure spending plan, and states, including Florida, could receive federal funding. In Boca Raton, I'm Yvonne Zumtobel for Marketplace.
We're also covering the cash for people who buy electric cars that's in the sweeping legislation on the way to address climate change, prescription drug prices, and a minimum corporate tax. Turns out that only a fraction of the EVs currently sold in the U.S. would qualify for the tax credits because eligible cars have to be made in America. EV batteries would also have to be made in America by 2029. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.